Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, I want us to have a serious discussion. You know, I don't generally watch podcasts, but I saw a clip this weekend. And then it got me thinking about whether or not we can rid the world of misogyny, or if men just kind of disguise their thoughts and then just say what the socially acceptable thing is. I'll tell you why I say this. If you've ever been in a conversation where it's just guys, you'll know that even when guys mean well, the conversation is always misogynistic. And it doesn't matter whether the person is an educated guy, doesn't matter whether this person is a rural guy, urban guy, it just always is that. And guys, I'd like you to be honest also if you're going to call, right? And tell us what your true views are. Pila Sunday, I want to start with you.
Look, I think from what you're saying, it's absolutely true. Whenever you're in a room with just guys, it's the conversation is always going to slant towards a misogynistic route. And I've been guilty of it many times. Because you have a certain feeling and view of certain topics, particularly around women, at certain stages of your life. And it always creeps up and comes out in a misogynistic way. Whether you mean it or not, I think it's always slanted towards being misogynistic.
You know, just like any other prejudice, I think it exists on a spectrum.
Yeah.
So you can have an extreme misogynist, and then you've got like a mild misogynist, and then you've got people that recover based on, I guess, your surroundings and who you socialize with.
Yeah.
Mundo's busy smiling here.
No, it's actually a very sad topic because it's the truth. Mm. And I don't know, you end up just realizing that men do see the world differently to us. I mean, the main topic right now is that of Cassie and P. Diddy. Mm. I've seen a lot of people I hold in high regard. When they express their views on this matter, you just realize, God, men will always be men to a certain extent. Like you say, that it exists on a spectrum, but you can hear those hints. Mm. And it's unfortunate that you would think that we're socialized in the same way. If I've got a brother, we grew up in the same household. But now when there are matters pertaining to women, his response can be completely different to mine, whereas we grew up in the same household. So I suppose there are pockets where you guys are together and you influence each other's views on many things related to women. And it's unfortunate because we kind of do feel hated by men, honestly.
Now, Saul, why is it that if a guy, for example, were to try and bring that up, the immediate response would be, you simping. Oh, yeah. You're a simp right now. What's going on?
I think it's because a lot of guys, so as a man, number one, there's a privilege, you know, that you have. And sometimes it's just the way the world is. And within that privilege, you can easily then fall into misogyny. And at times, guys tend to be, when you're open-minded as a guy, then men say you're pandering to females and they call you a simp. And I think sometimes it's because those who see you doing that don't have maybe the courage to express their honest opinions. Because sometimes you can have an opinion and it may be deemed as simping. I saw a clip today of a guy who says he still gives his ex-wife money because the ex-wife was there for him when nobody was there, even though the relationship is ended. And I agreed with him. And sometimes it's very difficult as a guy to concede these kind of statements because other men will then say, you are simping. Mm. And it's the fear. And some men, I would say they fear when a guy speaks his mind without caring what other men do. A lot of times men care too much about what other men think of them.
Perception,
and their own thoughts. Yeah.
So I'll tell you this, right? And I'm not saying I'm not a misogynist. I'm just as bad as any other guy, I imagine. But one thing that helped me was hanging around women, like smart, educated women, because they help you understand how they view the world and things that we may not be privy to as guys. Sometimes you just don't have the experience to know. Like, for example, women don't like being called females. They are women. And when you think about it, it's like, oh, actually, that makes sense. Because a female what?
Yes.
Right? There's so many things that are coded in the language that we speak, and without realizing it, we actually offend women all the time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So give us a shout. I'd want to hear from men specifically about this. Let's have an honest discussion and then let's hear from women as well.
In my opinion, I think men generally do mean well. The unfortunate thing is that we try and use words. I mean, the choice of words, we try and actually match up to our peers to try and make it look cool or sound cool. But if you try and get to the crux of it, you will see that the intent most of the time is not to be rude towards women. We're just having a casual conversation. And the biggest issue that I've seen or noted is the choice of words.
So here's the thing, right? Something may not be intentional, but still exists nonetheless. We're talking about a prejudice here, right? And maybe the best way to explain it and describe it is racism. There are some people that are unintentionally racist. But just because they're unintentional with it, it doesn't make it any less racist.
The impact.
What it requires is introspection. So you need to know yourself to the point where you understand your own prejudices and how they manifest. That's the beginning of it.
This is the world. A good man sees one and now a soul pendulum, no sister, and our food, and a thing that we found mistake. Never forget for that in any show. Very many things we call it, hey man, it's shang my pombastic with money. It ever so many with your food dictionary or and get it. I mean, hey. If our sister was free to sometimes in a machine, so much it is but on a blind, not knowing the woods is my funda no cool to go but
100%. So maybe, right, in terms of misogyny, corner umborn or two born away, we paramis, and that doesn't mean you don't see gender roles. So, Mundus Mazani, I'm born, okay, in the my Zala and Pilen Ile, Mundus Lisa and the my Zala and Pilen Ile. Ayikinkingi kubona lezo zinto. Kodwa inkingi isekutheni ucabanga ukuthi indima wena oyidlalayo isemqoka okudlula leya lo wesifazane.
Yeah, true.
Nansi inkinga ke lapho. Yabo? So if you can understand that, because vele a woman loves to be a woman and a man loves to be a man, and there's certain things that the one can't do that the other can. Vice versa. Kodwa you need to understand that those things are equally important. And even abantu they try to reduce this thing to culture, and they go, no, always seen to. It's into as well as piggy. The head of the household will always be a man because that's how it is. Kodwa, akuchazi ukuthi umama wendlu umbukela phansi. Ngoba iningi izinto engeke zenzeke endlini mengeke umama. In fact, even if you can't be, you can't even be a head engeke umama.
I'd like to just add on what Mfundo just said. This is why majority of women do not believe that men can be feminists, because we grew up in the same household, same environments, but when you get older, there's something that changes. Maybe the people you socialize with, your surroundings, maybe as a guy, that's what changes you. But because of that, then woman, when you come up as a guy and say you're a feminist, then women are like, nah, can't. Not you.
I also don't believe men can be feminists. I believe men can be allies in that they recognize their own privilege and try to mitigate it. But truly, truly being a feminist, I don't think they can.
Yeah, well, misogyny does exist, but the reality is there's the female version of it. Now, I don't even know the word to use, you understand? So that in its own is unfair to have a one-sided conversation because the word misogyny exists. Well, what do women say about men? I mean, I sit a lot with women in their groups, drinking, doing whatever. They do the same thing, so please.
Well, so first of all... So, what is the antonym of misogynist?
Misandry.
Yes. So, here's the thing. The world, unfortunately, doesn't work in the way that we'd like it to work. The word for that is normatively, right? You got to speak of the world positively. You are correct. There are women that hold prejudicial views against men as well. But because the world... in general, is driven by patriarchy, right? Those women are less effective in their views than men are in their own views. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, we've got the louder voice.
Yes. Not only that, But the patriarchy also aids you in being able to oppress women, just not only through your actions, but even your speech. The things you say about women will affect women negatively. Whereas if somebody comes up to you and they say, very typical thing. If a woman says, hey, Saul is, I don't know, a hoe. Goes around, is loose with this, etc. and so on. Mm. That's not going to affect Saul adversely. Nothing at all.
Most likely not, yeah.
Now, let a guy go and say that about a woman and see how her reputation gets affected. So I'm not saying that what you brought up now doesn't exist. It does. But right now, with what we're dealing with, it doesn't matter for the reasons I've stated.
I think the conversations that you guys have in private with each other, those are your real views. That's how you really view women, right? Everything else that you say in front of us in our company, that's the pretense, that's the facade that you put up so that you can get certain benefits, so that we can view you in a certain light. But your real views are the ones that are misogynistic, that you say with your buddies, with your co-workers, in your private male spaces.
So again, maybe let me not leave you with a totally negative image. I'm not saying every man is a misogynist. That's not true. There are men that aren't. In fact, there's a lot of men that aren't. Mm. But what I'm saying is, you must look at how people act more than what they say. If somebody says they are against misogyny, but they associate with misogynists, I got news for you. It's just as simple as that. Honestly. It's as simple as that.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.